Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Waddle and Sylvie. Listen now in HD on our app and on ESPN 1000.
It's Black and Abdallah in for Waddle and Sylvie as they make their way back to the studio. Technical difficulties at the broadcast earlier today. So now Black and Abdallah, a little rain delay, technical difficulty theater?
Well, to be fair, we were planning on doing some rain delay theater later this afternoon, this evening, because the White Sox, you know, the forecast is iffy if you're in the Chicagoland area for baseball. So the powers that be were like, hey, you guys, you know, after the show, stick around. There's a chance. We're just doing that a little bit early now.
Yeah, why not? So there's time if you want to join us at 312-332-3776. Talk some Bears football. I mean, what a night it was last night. Now, Waddle and Sylvie, they're making their way back to the studio.
Yes.
When they get here, they will be on the air this afternoon, so we'll wait for them. But in the meantime, we'll talk Bears football here on the station, 312-332-3776. You know, what a great night. As a Bears fan, it felt like everything went perfectly as planned last night. And the fact that you have a couple stupid teams in front of you making really bad decisions allowed the Bears to not only score the quarterback of the future, but then they also get the wide receiver that we all had our eyes on the entire time, Roman Dunze.
Yeah, I think this is the final part of the Ryan Poles, quote, building it the right way, right? Like when Ryan Poles took over, the message was, we're going to build this the right way. And part of that was being really bad for a year, completely tearing it down. And then you start to sign a few players, get a few, your team's getting younger. You're one of the younger teams in the NFL. And that kind of took a while to come together, right? The first half of last year, not very good at all. Awful, in fact. You know, the way that they started the year against the Packers and then the game against Kansas City, awful. But then we saw the second half of the year. You add Montez Sweat. You have Yannick Ngakoue. You add, this defense starts to come together. You see a little bit of flashes on offense, but not enough. And you luck into the number one overall pick. You get Caleb Williams. You've added Roma Dunze. You've added Keenan Allen. This is what this plan has now come to fruition. They don't have a lot of picks left. There's only two picks left, one today and one tomorrow. And that's going to kind of be it. But now this team is ready to compete. This team is ready to compete in the division. This team is ready to compete in the NFL. I think, like you said, the board fell to them perfectly. Probably because, you know, like you said, a few of the teams were pretty stupid in some of their picks. Not something I would have done with a few of those picks. But I went into the draft last night saying, obviously, Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze would be great if Dallas Turner's there and Roma Dunze's not. If Malik Nabers there is fine, that'd be great too. But to come away with the top two choices that I wanted and that a lot of Chicago Bears fans wanted couldn't be more perfect for this team.
312-332-3776. We go to Frank in Park Forest. You're on ESPN 1000. What's
right,
up, Frank?
I'm probably the only one who's going to call you in the day that didn't agree with the draft. At nine, I would have taken Ole Fashanu.
Fashanu?
The kid from Penn State, the tackle Fashanu. S-H-A-A-N-U.
Fashanu.
Tackle from Penn State in order to have two number ones at tackle. I think they should have waited for speed at the receivers. I'd like to see a team like Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk. Lots of speed. The GM likes possession receivers. He traded a number two for Clayson Poole. That didn't work out, so now he's taking Roma Dunez with number nine. He could be a great receiver. He could go to the Hall of Fame, but he's not the ideal offense, which would be number ones at tackle, quarterback, blazing speed at receivers. He had a chance to do that. He didn't do it, so I'm not really happy about it.
All right, Frank, well, let's talk about it, because I think Roma Dunze, 6'3", 212, he is a big-bodied receiver.
Yeah.
He's not slow, though.
No.
He can still get it done, and I think he was, last year, what we saw, Marvin Harrison Jr. was fantastic. Roma Dunze was one of the best players in college football last season.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to his point about the offensive line, when this team was healthy, when the offensive line played together, they dealt with a lot of injuries last year. You know, you had Tevin Jenkins, who was in and out of the lineup. They added some depth behind him. You upgraded at center. I think this team, and they showed yesterday, They really like Braxton Jones. Braxton Jones played every single snap 2 years ago. He was injured for a few games last year. When he was in there, he was good. This isn't something like offensive lines, and Tom Thayer has talked to us about this a few times on Bears Night in Chicago. He's talked to Waddle and Sylvie about this. I know that offensive lines take time to gel. You can't just say, well, this guy's bad, replace him. Well, this guy's bad, replace him. They take years to come together. And the way that these guys played when all of them were healthy at the same time, they played really well together. And I think that you can't just throw out players because they missed a couple games. Braxton Jones was fine. He's good. You can't just go, oh, well, screw it, wanted a different player. You have to give these guys time to gel. I trust Ryan Poles in his assessment of offensive linemen, being a former offensive lineman, and I'm fine with what the Bears have going in, being this, these guys being their starters heading into this season.
Well, and also, if you're someone still concerned over the offensive line, let's remember that the quarterback plays into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the quarterback last year held on to the football too long. He didn't get the football out of the pocket. He wasn't making quick decisions. And I think if you have a quarterback that will do that, and I think that's exactly who Caleb Williams is, all of a sudden now you have an offensive line that's going to look a little bit better.
Yeah.
I know you're adding some pieces, especially at center. You need better play from the center position. But I feel like the quarterback making quicker decisions will help the offensive line and really help everyone else. We go to Bongwater Chad.
Hey.
You're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Chad.
Shalom, gentlemen. So glad to hear you on this rainy day. I couldn't disagree more with the last caller, and I can't remember the last time that I sat there on pins and needles watching a draft the way that I did. I thought we were going to lose Rome with that eighth pick, and then the Falcons go and flip everyone on their head by taking Penix Jr., and I'm just jumping in the air wanting to send Fontenot, you know, Giordano's pizza, because everything fell to us. Like, not only was it great, but when was the last time that we had a stroke of luck like that, that things actually went our way?
Yeah.
And you're surrounding a young quarterback. You said it best. Our last quarterback ran himself into a lot of sacks, mm-hmm. held the ball too long. And a lot of that may have been because of the weapons around him. You just gave this kid the most elite trio of receivers that I've ever seen the Bears have, and I couldn't be happier about it, guys.
Yeah, Chad, and here's the one thing that I want to point out is usually when a rookie quarterback enters the NFL, you know, this trio that he's going to have as wide receivers and playmakers that he's going to have for this Bears offense, like, look at USC's offense the last 2 years. Usually a college quarterback entering the NFL the last few years, we've pointed to guys at Alabama, Ohio State, different LSU, different scenarios where the talent at the school is actually better than the talent he'll have at the NFL level. Not like when you look at star maker wide receivers, like Ohio State a couple of years ago had three guys go in the first round who were all wide receivers for CJ Stroud. Like, Caleb Williams last year didn't have the type of wide receiver talent he's going to have next year with the Bears that he had last year at USC.
No, absolutely.
Like it's pretty incredible.
You know, and that was one of my criticisms of Jaden Daniels. Like, Jaden Daniels had you know, one of the best wide receivers in Malik Nabers in college football. And I'm not saying that to discredit Jaden Daniels, but it helps a lot. Like, part of the reason that people were looking at Caleb Williams' tape from last year and saying, well, it wasn't as good as the year before. Look at the difference. He had a much worse offensive line. He had worse wide receivers. Jordan Addison was a Viking. So he wasn't a Trojan anymore. So you have to, all of that has to go into it. Like Drake May, the reason I like Drake May a lot is because Drake May was doing a lot with nothing also. You know, like how many USC wide receivers are taken in the first round this year?
Yeah.
How many North Carolina wide receivers are taken in the first round this year?
Zero.
Exactly. So to me, when guys come in, a lot like, I don't want to say Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to make that comparison because I don't know if the Bears are going to be going to how many straight NFC championship games. I'd love that. That'd be awesome. But Patrick Mahomes was doing it in college and putting up numbers with not a lot of you know, first-round wide receiver talent, and he was still getting the job done. Now, the defense wasn't as good, which is something that Caleb Williams had to deal with. The weapons, the offensive line weren't as good, which is exactly what Caleb Williams also had to deal with. So him coming in and already having one of the top wide receiver cores in the NFL, not just in the NFC North, not just in the NFC, but in the NFL, is going to set him up for success, because I know they didn't do the same thing for Justin Fields, but how many times did we say, well, when this guy isn't Darnell Mooney, who's dropping passes, when this guy isn't, you know, Smith Marsette, who's getting a ball ripped out of his hand, you're going to have better play. We didn't see that from Justin Fields, but now with a better quarterback in Caleb Williams, when you've got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Roma Dunze, and Cole Kmet, who's evolving into a much better tight end than he was the first 2 years he was here, you've got a great running game. You've got a, what I think is a better offensive line, that now this is set up. This was building it the right way. This is setting your quarterback up to have success.
Right. And that's where, you know, you look at it in the different situations. This is the best that we could have hoped for. This is exactly what we were hoping, that Ryan Poles could put this team together. And like, when we look at this overall, think about how short this rebuild has been. This team's ready to win now.
Yeah.
They're going to try and win football games soon. And I think that's what's so impressive.
You say it all the time. Bottom of the pool, right back up.
Yeah.
You can't hold your breath forever.
No.
You got to get right back up.
And that's the NFL, because most teams are 500. If you tank out, you hit the bottom, you spring back up. We go to Nick on the south side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you doing, Chris and Adam? Beautiful day today. Well, not a beautiful day.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. Come on, this is bear weather. Yes. What are you talking about?
It's bear fucking... bear weather. Sorry about that.
We got you. Worse happen today.
We got you.
All right, boys. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you guys for doing such an amazing job covering all Chicago sports. I'm a younger listener. I got my buddies listening. You guys do a great job. Really want to just shout out to you real quick on that one.
Thank you.
Number two, Roma Dunze. So, I mean, how nice did that fall in? Everyone talking tackle that. Bates hasn't played this. They just need to shut up and enjoy being a Bears fan for once. I mean, come on. How many times are we going to get this? When's the last? I mean, 2021 with Fields, I was excited, but we know how that worked out. But, I mean, come on, boys. Not you two. I'm talking the general public of Chicago. They just want something to be pissed about, I guess. And then one more thing real quick. What are we doing for the Friday night pizza tonight, boys?
Ooh, that's a good question. I haven't determined which pizza place I'll be ordering from yet. It's usually a collaborative decision between my wife and I.
Okay, well, I'll be looking out for that.
You're going to say between us.
Well, no, you get your own pizza.
I'll be looking out for that tweet.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for the call, Nick. Appreciate you, man.
We don't need to watch them.
All right, man. There is. I thought you were going to say that it was a collaborative decision between the two of us.
No, because you eat your own pizza, I eat my own pizza. We're not in the same. We don't live together anymore.
Ted Lake Geneva, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ted?
How we doing, guys?
We're good, man. What's up?
Thanks for pinch hitting here. No, I'm really excited about the draft, obviously, and I think it seems like Roma Dunze is not only a great player but a great team guy and a great character guy. And I think the piece that I'm excited about is Keenan Allen. I mean, how long do we think he's going to be here? 1 year for sure, maybe two, but he's a professional. And I think it's an opportunity for him to mentor Rome and really, you know, build a great wide receiver room. What I wanted to ask you guys was, I don't totally understand what we might have gotten with the offensive line. Adam, I just heard you describe that you're confident with the offensive line we have, but it seems almost too good to be true with this wide receiver. So I guess I'm trying to ask you guys, like, what might have been the other option? Thanks, I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, so the options there were Olufoshani was taken two picks after Adunze. He went to the Jets. And Talisi Fuaga was there from Oregon State. He went to the Saints. So you weren't getting, like, J.C. Latham and Joe Alt were the two guys that were... J.C. Latham kind of shot up the board a little bit in the last couple weeks. But Joe Alt was, like, the prize, right? Like, Joe Alt, that monster of a human. I didn't realize how big he was.
Oh, my God.
Until
he's a
sitting
beast, man.
Around, like, other normal-sized people.
Total beast.
You know, he's a monster. And I understand the Chargers taking him. You know, Harbaugh likes his beefy dudes, and he grabbed the beefiest of beef there. And then J.C. Latham was gone to the Titans. And so after that, I think for Shanu... People wanted to say, okay, well, Caleb played with him. He was Caleb's, you know, tackle when he was in high school. It's like, all right, well, that's so far removed at this point. Like, that's different between saying these guys have developed chemistry throwing to each other, right? Yeah. Like, that's a little bit different. I thought they did a perfect job of taking Roma Dunze. I thought a tackle there would have been not necessarily a reach for Shanu, because I think he's going to be really good, but just like, you could have gotten a more impactful player right away, and they chose to do that.
Gluck and Abdallah, we're in for Waddle and Sylvie right now. We were having technical difficulties at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge, so Waddle and Sylvie are on their way back to the studio right now. So it's Gluck and Abdallah filling in for the guys at this moment. And we get a chance now to talk to the ninth pick in the NFL draft. The Chicago Bears selected Rome Odunze last night. Rome Odunze on ESPN 1000. Rome, welcome to Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you here. What was last night like for you being selected in the top 10, being selected by the Chicago Bears, and being selected to play with a guy who you flew to the draft with in Caleb Williams?
It was great. You know, it's honestly a dream come true. You know, first of all, just to get drafted in the first place, and then, you know, to be able to go top 10 and have Caleb, you know, go number one and be, you know, alongside him in this journey. It's a special moment, you know, considering all the things that went on, you know, behind the scenes and the lore of me being a Bears fan and a Devin Hester fan. It's kind of a surreal moment. So I don't even know if it's hit me yet. I'm just enjoying the process.
I heard you say that last night, that you grew up a Bears fan. What were some of your favorite moments growing up?
Oh, my favorite moments were watching Devin Hester. I was, you know, his biggest fan. I had his jersey. I would go on YouTube and watch his highlight over and over and over and over again. And I wore 23 when I was playing Little League, and he's been my favorite player for a long time. So anytime watching him or seeing his highlights on YouTube.
You've had some time with some current Bears. I know you and Caleb have been working out with Keenan Allen and with DJ Moore. What have you learned from those two guys so far, and what do you hope to learn in your rookie year from them?
You know, I've learned a lot. I've learned that, you know, they're very disciplined and they're very detailed in their work ethic and in their skill set, for sure. And I think that's what has continued to put them in the league for as long as they have been, and doing it at a high level. And I think the sky's the limit on what I can continue to learn from them. I mean, you know, Keenan Allen is touching a Hall of Fame career at the moment. So just, you know, soaking up all the information that I can from him and DJ as well, I think will be my number one priority.
How did those workouts come about in the last couple of weeks? The fact that you got together with Caleb and the other wide receivers, how did that kind of play out?
Yeah, I was training with one of his older receivers, John Jackson, down in LA, and a trainer named TJ Husbandzadeh, who connected us. And I was training down in Irvine, and I got the opportunity to go up there to LA. Sure. And train at USC. And I, you know, immediately wanted to do it, one, because, you know, I knew Caleb was a great quarterback, and I knew Keenan Allen and DJ Moore were going to be there, and it was an opportunity for me to continue to learn from them.
What was the flight over to the draft like with Caleb Williams? Were you guys seated by each other? Were you scheming to be like, hey, man, tell the Bears, you know, like, if I'm right there at 9, like, let's make this happen?
Man, what do you mean? I was flying the plane. I thought you'd seen the tweet.
Oh, I saw it.
There's autopilot for a little bit.
Yeah, no, it was good. You know, we were on the plane over. We honestly didn't chat too much. We were just, you know, anticipating the draft. Very, you know, excited for it all to be over with and have the team that selected us to go and visit. So, you know, just going through the process, it was good.
All right, Rome. So behind the scenes here in Chicago, we have discussed the hopes and dreams that you would be available at 9 for months. When did you know that the Bears are going to take you at 9?
I knew when I picked up the phone. You know, that was that's not a second earlier, and that's how, you know, I was fine being with that. I really went into the draft having, you know, no expectations, just because, you know, how wild it gets within that, with all the trades and all the different things that can possibly go down. So you know, I just kept my mind open and decided to, you know, accept anything that happened. And luckily for me, I'm going to a great organization with a tremendous history and, you know, a wide receiver core and an amazing quarterback. So I'm super blessed.
Was there anything throughout the draft process that you kind of felt like the Bears really liked you? Anything you noticed?
Yeah, definitely. When we came on the visit, I kind of got the sense that it was like, you know, I was really comfortable with them. They were really comfortable with me. And it was just about if I was going to be there at 9. You know, there was speculation if I was going to go higher than that, if another team was trying to trade up to get me or pick me earlier than that. So I think it just felt like, you know, if I was there at 9, they were coming to get me. So when I got that phone call after, you know, the 8th pick, I knew what was going down.
Now, you played in the Pac-12. You know all about rivalries. You grew up, you said, a Bears fan. You're coming here. The Lions are hot. The Packers are hot right now. The Vikings are still in the mix. What do you know about the rivalry here in Chicago and the want here and the need to finally get over the hump and beat the Packers?
Oh, man, I know all about it. You know, I used to watch those games when Aaron Rodgers was on his tenure at the Packers. And, yeah. You know, now they have a great team in Jordan Love as well. And, you know, I think it's just something that's going to be the same as how it was in my college career. You know, every time I play them and every time I get to experience this thing myself, my hatred for everybody else is just going to grow and grow, kind of like it did for, you know, the school over there that we don't like to say at UW. So, no, I'm excited to get over that hump and to provide a weapon for this offense, you know, to hopefully come up in those clutch moments and be available in those tight games.
Rome, before we let you go, is there a wide receiver that you watch in today's game right now that you want to pattern your game off of?
Funny enough, I watch a lot of Davante Adams and Keenan Allen, so you know, I don't have to watch the tape anymore. I can see it live, so I'm super excited about that.
It's got to be weird to go up to Keenan and be like, you know, not for nothing, but like I used to watch you like, you know, 10 years ago or so. Like, don't make him feel too old, but you know, you don't want to upset him too much by saying he's the old guy in the room, but technically he is the old guy in the room.
That's right. I'm hoping he hasn't heard any of these interviews of me saying I watched him a lot when I was younger. I won't mention any of those things to him. I'll just, you know, just learn from him and keep his spirits high in reference to his age.
Your quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., goes right ahead of you to Atlanta. What was it like watching him get drafted?
That was awesome. I told him that he was the only guy I was okay with going in front of me. So I was happy. I was happy it was him. And, you know, I think he's going to, you know, a great situation where he'll be able to learn. And, you know, I don't know exactly what their plans will be, but I know he's a terrific player, a terrific person, and I think that they'll get things rolling over there in Atlanta.
Thank you, Rome. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you. There you go. There's Rome Odunze, new wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. You're listening to WMVP AM Chicago. It's Black and Abdallah filling in for Waddle and Sylvie. We're having some technical issues at our broadcast at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge. The guys are on their way back now to the studio. So Black and Abdallah will be sitting in for the guys until they get back, and then you'll get your normal Waddle and Sylvie program right here on ESPN 1000. Roma Dunze.
What a great guy, man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
What a great, like the excitement, like the fact that he's a Devin Hester fan and they're going to be playing. And what might be his first, you know, preseason game in that Hall of Fame game where Devin Hester's going into the Hall of Fame. Like that's, I can't think of a more full circle moment. Like that's awesome.
And good call on you to get the question in for all the meatheads around the city of Chicago to make sure Rome understands. The Packers are bad, and we got to have the answer. So make sure you ask the same thing to Caleb Williams. Oh, we're expecting a call from the quarterback in just moments.
See, that's the thing with Caleb is that he grew up an Aaron Rodgers fan. So, his favorite quarterback, he says, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, clearly, like, Rome mentioned there that he's aware of how the Packers were good. He said Davante Adams.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it wasn't like he was just a Davante Adams fan when he played for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Listen, we know that there was a little Packer in there at some point.
I hope that Caleb can have the run that Aaron Rodgers had with the Packers and be better. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to have a quarterback that owns another team. Like, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of what we were talking about before Rome called in, is that Ryan Poles has set up this team to be the best you could be set up at this moment to move into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have a quarterback. He has weapons. The defense should be a top 10 defense. Everything is pointing up, and that's why it's such a thrilling day for Chicago Bears fans, because it really feels like the beginning of the story to kind of, you know, like the last 30 years, you and I are millennials. The last 30 years, there hasn't been a whole lot of great Chicago Bears football. Lovie Smith had a couple of nice runs there,
mm-hmm.
but the 1 year in 2018, that was good with Nagy and Trubisky and that defense being stellar.
Yeah.
Outside of that, it's been a lot of losing, a lot of bad football, and especially on the offensive side of things.
Yesterday and today have felt like a playoff game. Like walking around the city yesterday, I saw more Bears gear out on the street than I have since the end of the season. And everywhere I went, you know, you hear side conversations left and right. Everyone was talking about the draft. Today, everyone's talking about the draft. You heard Courtney on with Carmen and Yurko earlier. Yeah. Other DJs on music stations are talking about the Bears and how exciting this is. This is a level of excitement that hasn't been around since before a playoff game, to be honest. Like, you haven't felt this level of hope and excitement in the city in a long time.
I don't think it was over. I don't think it's over the top either. I think that's what this moment means. This moment means that much to this franchise, and I think that's what is so cool about it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the piece of the puzzle here where we look at this and it's all falling into place because the Bears set themselves up. They did the homework. They did everything the right way. And I think that's what makes a lot of sense. And that's where last night we're so thrilled that Rome Odunze fell to the Bears at 9 because in past years it would have felt as if we would have reached and we would have jumped up. And we would have given up draft capital and collateral for future situations to go get the player. He landed in our lap, and now it was a perfect situation. But, like, that's where Ryan Poles has really done such a great job with this roster. And last night, you and I were on the YouTube channel, Black and Abdallah. We had our show After Hours. We had a post last night after the first round. And you can subscribe to the YouTube channel, Black and Abdallah. And in that conversation that we were having last night, you look at the way this team is set up, it feels like the quickest rebuild we've ever seen in Chicago sports.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you talk about the Cubs in 2016 and how long that took because baseball just takes a little bit longer with prospects coming up and hitting or not. Basketball rebuilds, we've seen rosters turn around in a year, and sometimes the chemistry isn't there. Even when, you know, LeBron went to the Heat, it still took them a year to get going and to figure out how to play alongside each other. Now you look at the way this Bears team, from the teardown a few years ago when they won 3 games and had the first pick, and what Ryan Poles did with that first pick, turning it into the first pick again this year, turning it into DJ Moore, turning it into Darnell Wright, turning it into a pick that we haven't even seen yet because it's next year's second round pick from the Panthers that could be a top 5 pick in the second round. Like, I don't want to say he fleeced him. He absolutely fleeced him. But
oh, he fleeced him. It's probably going to go down as the greatest trade in NFL history.
Because, you know why? Because everything so far, aside from the unknown of what Caleb Williams is going to be this year and what that second pick is going to be next year, everything has hit, it seems like. Darnell Wright looks to be a player on the offensive line that's going to be around for a very long time. DJ Moore is a can't-miss receiver. Like, we knew that when he came in. He was already established. And so I can't wait to see what he looks like with Caleb Williams throwing to him. You turn that first pick into the first pick this year, I guarantee you the Panthers wish they had Caleb Williams over Bryce Young. Guarantee it. And so because
absolutely.
Of that, and then you also have to throw Tyreek Stevenson in there as well, what that turned into. And then now you still have another pick to go off of next year that, who knows, maybe they trade something and to get back into the second round this year. Maybe they just wait and use a second round pick next year when they have it. And the other additions that have hit, you know, we talked to TJ Edwards a lot during the season, Bears night in Chicago. The fact that he came in here and was an instant impact and led the NFC in tackles for a while. Like, he's a great player. Everything so far, with a few missteps here and there, but you're not going to bat 1,000, has seemed to work out that this rebuild is, and it's working and it's taking a short amount of time because those players are hitting.
It's Black and Abdallah. We're filling in for Waddle and Sylvie. We had some technical difficulties at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge, so the guys are on their way back now to the studio. When they get here, they will take over the normal Waddle and Sylvie show. So shout out to the guys that are on their way back right now, making it through the rain and the traffic. They'll be back in the studio. Until then, it's Black and Abdallah. We're hanging out with you. And now we get a chance to talk with the number one pick in the NFL draft to your Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams. Welcome to Chicago, Caleb.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
No, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. So this has not just been a culmination of you being at Oklahoma and then USC. This has been your lifelong dream and goal. And we know all the stories about how hard you've worked and you and your family have worked to lead up to this moment. What was going through your mind as those seconds tick off and the Bears are on the clock and they eventually select you to be the number one pick in the draft?
Exactly what Roger said, with the first pick of the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams. I just had that on replay in my head, just preparing for the moment. The emotions came out once it happened. Really exciting times and really happy for to be here and be a Bear. But also really happy to, you know, be here with Roma Dunze and his family and my family to be here once.
Caleb, you talk about being mindful. Was last night surreal? Because I know that you've played through these scenarios through your head. Was it just surreal to be there in the moment and to see the celebration and to be picked number one?
It was. It was surreal. You know, it topped, you know, winning a Heisman Trophy just by a little bit. It's one of the best times in my life. And, you know, things happen like that. Things become, you know, the best thing in your life because of how hard you work towards something, you know, that not everybody, you know, is able to reach and get to. And so you understand the situation and you take it in as a great memory.
You said right after you're selected that your first goal is to learn all of your teammates' names. You've already gone to dinner with a few of them, and you've started throwing with a few of them. What have those sessions been like with DJ Moore, with Keenan Allen, and now with Roma Dunze?
Yeah, they've been great. Obviously, you know, you got two guys here, and now three, I guess, but two guys here that their resume in the NFL speaks for itself, and Rome and I. You know, we got a long ways to go, but you know, we're excited, ready to go. And you know, our college careers are pretty good, but that's nothing compared to, you know, what we're going to do here, you know, in Chicago.
Caleb, we've been talking about it for months that we thought you were going to be the number one pick for our team. When did you know?
I knew when everybody else knew, probably a little bit before, just because, the TV's delayed. But I knew when everybody else knew.
That's awesome. And so now that you're a Chicago Bear, the work starts. I asked Roma Dunze this. We just talked to him about 5 minutes ago. And so I was told, yeah, I have to ask you this because he grew up a Bears fan and he knows rivalries. You played in the Pac-12. You know all about rivalries as well. Are you aware?
I played Oklahoma too.
Yeah, there you go. You know rivalries then. You know all about rivalries. Yeah. So the rivalry here between the Bears, the Packers, the Lions, and the Vikings, I know you're ready for the environment, but have you experienced what it's like to be a rival of the Packers and the Lions and now the Vikings?
I'm excited. I'm truly excited. I've heard all about it. I've heard about the games and what they've been. I've heard all about, you know, how they've been and recently in the past years. And so I'm excited to, you know, be a part of something special here, to turn, you know, this place around. I've got a few texts from, you know, a few of the players here. They're ready to build. They're ready to go. And so am I.
Caleb, some of the draft process is maybe hearing some negative aspects of your game. Is there anything this offseason that you've looked at and you've tried to attack to make it from maybe a negative into a positive in your workouts?
For my workouts, it was mainly just, you know, being the most efficient player that I can be. Not focusing on the negative or anything like that. Just focus on what I need to work on. I don't necessarily call it a negative. I call it a, you know, inefficiency, and making them,
sure,
you know, my inefficiencies, a part of my efficiencies. And then, you know, keeping what I, you know, what I do well, you know, keeping it, you know, steady and maintain those also.
You said you model your game after Aaron Rodgers. He's your favorite quarterback. What are some of the things that, you know, you need to work on coming into this season for your rookie year to be successful?
I mean, I don't think this can connect to Aaron, but I'd say a part of it is learning all my teammates' names, everybody in the facility, and then after that, you know, learning the playbook the best that I can, you know, taking as much in as I can, all the knowledge and things like that from, you know, people like Keenan Allen and people like DJ Moore and things like that, you know, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, he's been at other places, so Keenan, and then also just, you know, getting in here, you know, putting in the work and, you know, getting after it.
Caleb, when you made your visit to Lake Forest and to Hallis Hall, what was the impression that the Bears left on you after you got a chance to visit the facility and to meet with everyone within the organization?
Yeah, it's just everybody wants to win here, from our guy and equipment staff, all the equipment staff, all the way up to the executives, everybody here and the fans, and everybody wants to win. So that's really exciting to be a part of.
Yeah, we feel it here too, because, you know, going to training camp the last couple of years, especially last year, there's just been a different vibe around the Bears and this rebuild that they've gone through the last couple years. You're not coming into a normal team that's picking first overall. I know you've mentioned it a few times, but you know, playing with a very solid defense, playing with the weapons that you have, are some of the best in the NFL. And how can you translate that into you know, the expectations are very high, is I guess what I'm trying to say. How do you kind of use that to your advantage?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's going to be expectations, and that's an outside kind of noise thing. And then, you know, for us in this facility, we gotta put our heads down. We gotta work. We gotta focus on each other, the playbook, and winning games. And you know, you do all the little things right, all the little things end up being, you know, larger things, you know, in games, but also later in the season. And so focusing on doing those things right, and handling business the way we, you know, we should and need to. You know, things are going to turn out pretty well.
Caleb, have you ever spent much time in Chicago?
I've actually been here once before. Other than that, no.
All right. Well, if you need pizza recommendations, you need places to go, whatever it is, we got you. We've been here for our entire lives.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Welcome to the city, Caleb. We appreciate it.
I got to ask you one question about the suit. Because you got people around here at ESPN Chicago that are out trying to find chrome hearts everywhere.
it was an honor and a blessing to be able to wear chrome heart. Shout out to my people Lori and Rich, chrome heart, and all the staff that you know created the suit. Very blessed, honored, but yeah, it was a pretty badass suit.
It was.
Caleb, we're going to let you go. I do have to do this before we let you go. Fight on. I'm a USC fan, so is also a great day for me. So.
Oh, yeah. So fight on and bear down.
That's it. Thanks, Caleb. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
There you go. Caleb Williams, your number one pick.
Absolutely.
Here on ESPN 1000.
You had to get the fight on in there.
Oh, why not? I had to take the shot, right? We had to get it in.
I roll tied to Nick Saban when we talked to him. You had to get the USC fight on. Of course you did.
And I got the bear down after it.
That's awesome.
How about them apples?
That's great. We'd like to thank our friends and our great partners at Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana for their partnership throughout the Bears season and all of our Bears coverage throughout this draft.
All right, Black and Abdallah, we are in for Waddle and Sylvie right now. The guys are racing back to the studio. We had some technical difficulties earlier today at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge. So the guys are driving back to the studio at this moment through traffic and rain. When they get here, they will take over the Waddle and Sylvie show. Until then, Black and Abdallah, we have Waddle and Sylvie Rain Delay Theater. We're talking Bears with you next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's a Waddle and Sylvie show. Black and Abdallah filling in for the guys that are racing back to the studio.
I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. Does anybody have a Zyn? Anybody got a Zyn I can pop in?
We would like to thank our great friends at the Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana for their partnership throughout the Bears season and all of our Bears coverage, including the NFL draft and our conversations with Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams that you heard right here on ESPN 1000. Check out the YouTube channel later on today. They'll be up there. Black and Abdallah, subscribe to the channel. That's where our show usually goes when the White Sox are playing at night throughout the summer. Tonight, questionable. We'll find out whether or not we'll have an impromptu Black and Abdallah all calls welcome Friday night calls situation this evening if the rain lets up or not, and whether or not we have White Sox baseball this evening.
Here's what I want to say. After talking to Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze for 8 minutes-ish each, those guys are stars.
Yeah.
Like, the Bears drafted. Like, that's why I was so glad at 9. Like, Caleb Williams, we knew was going to happen. That's fine. And we knew he's a celebrity already, you know? But with Roma Dunze at 9, just sitting there watching TV, not trying to be spoiled on it by Twitter or anything like that, like, I just hoped, like, just don't trade back. Just make the right decision. Do what is best for the team, in my opinion. And that's exactly what they did. Because right before the draft, A.J. Brown gets a huge deal. EQ St. Brown, or Equanimeous St. Brown, sorry. Or Amon-Ra St. Brown, sorry. Amon-Ra St. Brown gets the big deal. I'll get it eventually.
Apologize again.
I'll get it eventually. Gets a huge deal from the Lions. And so now you're looking at this wide receiver room, and, you know, Keenan Allen, it's still a one-year deal for this year. He might move on at the year after that if they can get an extension done or not. DJ Moore's not getting any younger, but he's going to be around here for a little bit. Solidifying a wide receiver that is going to develop chemistry with your young quarterback over the course of the next 5 years is, to me, was an imperative, and they made the exact right decision.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah. And you're right. They're both stars. And I think that's something that we discussed the last few weeks heading into the NFL draft, is that if they're able to land both of these players, because, like, here's the other thing that I think is pretty remarkable. Ryan Poles now, on a couple occasions, when all of us have our group think and we're all trying to figure out what the Bears should do with the future, he does exactly what is the move that's right in front of you that seems logical.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's not doing any behind the scenes, sneaking around. Like, we all saw the talent that was Rome Odunze.
Mm-hmm.
We all say, we need this team to go out and get him. All of us here at the station, Waddle, Sylvie, Carmen, Yurko, Cab, J Hood, all of us.
Yeah.
Rome Odunze, that's the guy we all want. It was almost everyone across the board picking that player as who we should go for nine. And it kind of made for boring discussion the last couple weeks, right? Like, because we all agreed.
Yeah.
There's no one really saying,
listen, man, there's nothing wrong with boring occasionally.
But Ben Poles goes and does it. And
he's not outthinking the room.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's the same thing with the Caleb Williams situation. Nobody since the combine was reporting anything outside of him being the number one pick. Yeah. Follow Schefter. Follow Rappaport. Biggs. Follow them. They all were reporting the same thing. There was nothing different.
No.
He does the right thing. He takes the quarterback, the guy that everyone thinks is the number one player. They're two stars. Mm-hmm. And that's why this team is set up, and that's why we're so happy. And Bears fans, if you want to join us at 312-332-3776. Black and Abdallah, we're Rain Delay Theater for Waddle and Sylvie until the guys get to the studio. So once they get here, they will be on the air.
A quick check of the scoreboard.
What are you looking at?
That's Rain Delay Theater.
Oh, you want to give baseball scores?
No. Absolutely not.
You're going to cause Waddle and Sylvie to drive off the road if you start reading a baseball scoreboard on a NFL draft
Here's
Friday.
The baseball score. The Bears drafted Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. There's your baseball score.
It's a hell of a score.
It's a baseball update.
That's a win for the city. We go to JG in Orland Park. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
What's going on, folks?
How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Reason I called, you know, I'm excited. It was a great draft and everything. The thing that's right in front of our faces, though, is that Eberflus still, in my mind, hasn't proven himself. I mean, you got to think, even when the defense was on fire, you got to look at the quarterbacks we were playing. They're all backups. Outside of that, we still lost the Packers game. I mean, it's kind of everything's right in front of him. He just has to execute here. My question to you is, do you think he will?
Okay, that's a fair way to look at the head coach situation, but I would say this. November and December, this team improved, and the players were playing for the head coach. He's a defensive guy, and the defense was leading the way. I don't know. I've had this thought multiple times today. How many wins does last year's team have if Caleb Williams is the quarterback and it's not Justin Fields? It's not seven.
No, I mean,
it's not seven.
No, it's probably more, but also, how many more wins does this team have if Montez Sweat is there the full year?
It's not seven.
It's probably more.
I agree with both.
Because, and listen, were they going to beat the Chiefs? Probably not. Okay, but some of those games that were lost in the last couple minutes might have been wins. And that's why I think they have the chance to be successful. Yurko said 11 games. I'm right at 9 or 10 right now, probably going to go with 10 wins. I got to look at, you know, when the schedule comes out and you see how many short weeks they have and travel and all that kind of stuff. But this is a team that right now, like last year, my goal was pointing at the board, Steve Kornacki on NBC on Sunday Night Football, saying, well, if this happens and this happens and this happens, then the Bears have a 10% chance of making the playoffs. Like, that was the goal. This year, the goal is the playoffs. It's not being in the mix. The goal is to say, on the, and I still, I'm not saying that they're going to run away with the division, but to say, hey, last week of the season, they play the Packers. If they beat the Packers, they're in the playoffs. Like, this is a playoff team. This, to me, is a lot like the Lions. It's better than the Lions 2 years ago, I think, because you win seven games, and now you add the best quarterback in the draft. You still have a better quarterback than the Vikings do. I don't know if he's the best quarterback in the division yet, but you have the best receiving core in the division. You have the best weapons in the division. You have one of the better defenses in the division. So I would say that this team stacks up pretty good in the division right now.
All right, and then full circle to answer the specific question. Yeah, Eberflus still has to prove it, but I thought he proved quite a bit at the end of last season. Right, mm-hmm. Like the 0-4 start was not expected. The way that they lost that first Packers game, the way they lost to the Chiefs, that was completely unexpected from the people up at Halas Hall to all of us who are Bears fans to us running our mouth talking about the team each and every day. Mm-hmm. I felt that he proved it as the season went along, and I was less of the mindset that they had to move on from him when the season ended. Because we talked to TJ Edwards. We talked to Eddie Jackson as the season went through. Mm-hmm. They were all playing for him. They were not tuning out the message from the head coach.
Yeah.
And so now you improve the offense with the defense that's already ready to go. And like you said, how would it have been if Montez Sweat was here the entire season? This team would have been a top 10 defense. Mm-hmm. And they have the ability to do that again this season. And we'll see what they do with their final two draft picks that they have heading into tonight, second and the third round. They have the third round pick, and then they have a fourth rounder. Can they address edge rusher? Is that something that they do this evening?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to them now because the Panthers are stupid, thankfully. The Bears have their second round pick next year and their own. They have the Panthers pick, which is probably going to be pretty high in the second round, and the Bears have their own second round pick this year. If the right deal is there, and I know Courtney, when she joined Carmen and Yurko earlier reporting on the Bears and what they might do today, kind of shot this down a little bit. I wouldn't be opposed to taking, let me be clear here, the Bears' second-round pick next year and trying to move something into the second round this year if you think the talent is there at defensive end. Because we saw how great it was when Yannick Ngakoue was healthy alongside Montez Sweat, on the opposite side of Montez Sweat, and how good having two guys that can get to the quarterback at all times and how that benefited the team. I wouldn't be opposed to doing that because I'm getting greedy now. Like, they've got all these weapons on offense. They've got the quarterback. You've got Montez Sweat. Like, now's the time to get greedy. If you have a plethora of picks next season, if you find talent this year, now if they don't see talent there because all the guys were taken in the first round, then don't do it. Don't rush it. You know, figure something out, and hopefully the guys that are there now can produce, and then maybe you draft a defensive tackle next year.
James and Gurney, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, James?
What's up, boys, man? What do you think about last night?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Feeling good.
The people trying to kill that? Pre-ordered. Boom. First jersey I bought in decades. Bam. What number do you think it might be?
Well, it's 18. They announced it.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm asking you what number you think it was. First jersey I bought. So a couple things. I haven't called in a while. Like, Poles was calculated. Everyone's talking. We only had four draft picks. No, we don't, because we got Sweat and we got fourth and Bates and fifth. So honestly, he just supplemented them draft picks to get some. So we have seven draft picks. So, and the other thing I want to talk about is Nunez. What an awesome pick for Rome. It's just to see this thing really come together. And I like the amount of energy that Caleb has, a lot more personality. And I like Justin, but I mean, that kid knew he was going to be number one. To see him still be that happy and to be that stoked is something about that kid that I like. But the Shelton thing, I want to talk a little bit about center. And I know that everyone's giving him props. Again, I know he's fit, ranked 15th, but this kid's playoff driven. He's a Super Bowl champion and he knows the offense. Huge upgrade at center. Do what I like to see them get a young center. Yes, but I don't. And I'm not saying Colton Shelton's going to be an all-pro, but being fit, compared to where we were to where we're at now in center, I don't think we're giving enough props to Poles to go get a Super Bowl champion that played with a really good quarterback, a smart quarterback, knows this offense, runs this very similar offense. So a couple little things like that. But, yeah, I think I was screaming Emma. Emma was in the bathroom. You don't want to hear this. And I was mocking the draft and screaming at the top of my lungs. She's 5-year-old. She's loving it. So, yeah, what a big, big night.
All right.
And I haven't been more excited for a Bears team in, geez.
I'm with you, James. I'm fired up. Let's go.
Be fired up. Let's go. So I told my 5-year-old, I was screaming at her, and she was loving it. So let's go.
Thanks, James.
And I told her, look, she goes to school in Wisconsin. I told my daughter real quick, she cannot, because she brought home back, talking about her little friend, Gracie. I said, you will not be a Packers fan. There's not many things. I know that still be loud, but I'm serious. You will sleep in the garage. She will sleep in the garage. She is not coming home as the Packers fan living in Wisconsin. I have to put my foot down. Love you guys. Have an awesome weekend. Bear down.
Appreciate you, James. There you go. You want a tailgate? Should we just go tailgate today?
Right now?
I mean, why not? It's Let's raining, go. But I don't care. I mean, what a great day. It's fantastic.
Tailgate while you still can.
We go. What was that? You taking a shot?
No, new I just studio, said, while you still can.
New stadium shot?
While you taking still can. While you still can.
The Bears provided us two players today.
While you still
You're taking a shot.
Take advantage of it.
Joe in West Beverly, you're on ESPN 1000.
Christopher Black and Adam Abdallah.
Hello,
boy,
Joe.
Oh boy, I got to ask you guys, what does it feel like to luck into the two biggest interviews the city has had in the last 20-some years? And you guys did a hell of a job. You guys held your own, but I'm just, you guys got so lucky today with that power going out at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you, Joe. You guys did it good.
You guys did it good.
Appreciate
it. How do those interviews feel?
I'm really thrilled for these two players. I think it's going to be fantastic. And thanks for the call, Joe. I mean, listen, in this business, sometimes equipment craps out. Sometimes you're in a spot that, the Bears only gave a certain window when the two players could call in, Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams. Someone had to do it. So we're just standing here.
We were just the guys that were here.
So Waddle and Sylvia are on their way back to the studio right now. We had technical difficulties earlier today at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge. So the guys left probably like 45 minutes ago to make their way back downtown. And you'll have some rain delay. Black and Abdallah filling in for Waddle and Sylvie Theater for the next, I would imagine, 15, 20, 30 minutes until the guys get back. Until then, we'll continue with your calls, 312-332-3776. It's a great day to be a Bears fan. All your calls next.
You're in the middle of the Waddle and Sylvie Show, ESPN Chicago.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
All right, one of us is back.
Hey!
Waddle is, I think, behind me. I, like, bolted as soon as I got the...
You made great time.
The heads up. Well, it's easy for you to say
did you do
when
the,
you're not on 290.
Did you do the Curb Your Enthusiasm and pick up someone so you could do the carpool lane?
There is no carpool lane here. You know this. You know that Hillside Strangler back from Woodridge.
It's terrible.
I-88 to 290.
It's a mess.
And sitting in the rain in that rush hour traffic. You guys were awesome. Thank you very much. And those two guys... And combined with your questions.
Oh, they're the best.
They're stars.
They're absolute stars. And that's the first thing Adam said to me after we were done talking to Caleb was that, like, this city has two stars. Like, it's not, sometimes you have to wait for someone to grow into it. Like, now because of NIL and because of how famous these top level college football players are, they are entering the NFL already rich, already famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they just have to win.
Exactly. Like, that's the hard part. We know this. It's not lost on any of us when we're all saying how great they are right now. We know they have to produce. But what we think they're going to be is very good on the field at the very least. And I was texting with Field Yates earlier because, you know him, he goes way back with Ryan Poles. And this was his dream scenario from the start when he was talking to us. And Chris, what you were saying is they haven't outthought themselves. They've done the smart stuff. And we all thought if you could walk away with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze at 9, from the start, we all thought that would be a grand slam scenario. Here's Waddle walking in.
Yeah.
And, so, like, not only do we think they're going to be good, but we think they're going to be, like, good and they're stars.
Yeah.
Like instead of bad and boring, they're good and fun. Is what I guess the words I'm looking for.
And there's
instead
not a lot
of bad and boring.
There's not a lot of that in this city right now.
No,
there's
no.
a couple of players who will be stars. Connor Bedard, he'll be a star. He's in the making right now. But you're right. This is all eyeballs will be on the quarterback. Roma Dunze seems like he'll fit in perfectly next to DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. The three of them together, they're all stars. And this team is the biggest, this team is the biggest story in Chicago sports.
We had a draft analyst say to us during this process that we were like, okay, so if they get Caleb and they get a Dunze, what does that mean? And he said that it would put to the test the fact that the people say the Bears always screw this up. Like, this is the most unscrew-upable picks were Caleb and Roma Dunze.
Yes,
and it worked out that way that the Bears, it fell in their lap because Atlanta's stupid. And thankfully stupid.
You guys were there last night. What were you thinking when you saw Atlanta take Michael Penix Jr.?
Well, I don't understand this, and this is what I always said about the Packers, and for those who still believe, I kept hearing some talking heads today say, well, it worked for the Packers when they drafted Love. I would argue with that because they didn't win it all in the last few years of Aaron Rodgers. I understand they got themselves a quarterback now, but they were in win a championship or bust. And who knows if they would have drafted a first-round player for Aaron Rodgers in that situation, what they could have been. You put all your chips in with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
You have a top 10 pick now to push in also with the Kirk Cousins team. I don't understand why you don't go all in instead of now thinking about a quarterback 3 years down the road.
I agree completely. That thing has nothing to do with what the Packers have done. It's an entirely different situation.
Right.
It's wild.
And Aaron Rodgers had been there forever. This is Kirk Cousins' first year, too.
He signed for like 4 or 5 years.
And you guys saw the stuff reported last night that he was blindsided. His agent didn't. They weren't aware that this is what they were going to do.
There was a rumor of this. Shefty talked about this several days ago. Miller and I started giggling. And we were like, and then I made a snide comment about, you know, are we still going to get a first round pick for Justin when we trade him? I was just joking.
But it was true.
Never doubt Shefty. I couldn't believe it. This made no sense in the world to me. And then Terry Fontenot goes on to say, hey, listen, if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a good thing because it just means we're getting great play from that position. That's crazy.
No. That is crazy.
Because, again, you're missing out on a top 10 pick to help this team.
And if you're saying, okay, well, Cousins is coming off an Achilles, and so we don't know how healthy he's going to
be. You shouldn't have given him $100 million
guaranteed. Not only that, but I know Penix was healthy last year. He's had two ACL surgeries on the same knee. He's had multiple shoulder dislocations.
Yeah. Like, he's going to be 24 this week. If he sits out 4 or 5 years, he's going to be 29 when he takes over.
What are you doing?
He'll play three seasons for the Falcons.
Oh, yeah. It made no sense.
Starting quarterback.
I think we're going to have just like two picks in the first round with the Bears. I think we're going to have two crosstalks with you today.
Yeah, I think we might.
Like with the rain, nothing official from the Sox yet.
No. Oh.
Who are these socks you speak of?
So you learned last week, don't expect that until you're in the parking garage.
Or in the bathroom.
And White Sox baseball has officially started, even though the game is canceled for the evening.
So
we don't have to tell Yurko to walk slowly as he leaves the building. Yeah.
So this crosstalk, part one, is brought to you by Steinhoffels. And maybe part two at about 6:15, we will see. But as of now, we have pregame scheduled for 6. But I looked at the weather. It's supposed to rain all evening.
Yeah.
So...
Good job, by the way. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
And can I say this too? To everyone who showed up at Buffalo Wild Wings, thank you guys very much in Woodridge. We will make this up for you guys. We had planned to do a blowout show. I want to thank everyone who works at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge. They're outstanding partners. And was it Miller Lite as well? Thank you to Miller Lite. Obviously you can't predict when stuff's going to happen.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where something happened, and to the fans, they were out there and packing the place with the enthusiasm that only Bears fans can bring. Thank you for understanding, and we will do this and make it twice as big for you coming up here in the not-too-distant future.
It was a blowout and a blow-up.
I was going to say, if you want me to go get a Waddle a burger, you could still have a blowout show.
Oh, yeah.
What, can you guys confirm
need some food because I was thinking about those boneless wings.
Can you guys confirm or deny whether or not it was Carmen's eye juice that broke the machine? Were you guys listening moments
no.
before
he goes,
the machine
hold on, I've got something
goes,
in my eye.
I got something in my eye. He starts messing with his eye.
And then it went.
He's like, Yerk, hold on. I got my eye. And then all of a sudden, chaos.
Wow. Maybe seriously. It was like
I was
gasoline.
I was sitting like at the table talking to Meller, and all of a sudden, it just sounded like a giant screeching sound.
Yeah.
I was like, that's good.
We thought it was a speaker at first, but
we potted it down here in the studio, and we were like, well, we'll take a commercial break, and we'll see you. Carmen and Yurko will be back on the other side.
You two are the MVPs.
We're just Rain Delay Theater.
We're just standing there waiting.
We're Walmart Connor. We're just doing Rain Delay Theater here.
Walmart Connor.
Yeah, we're the broke version of it.
No.
We're the Dr. Bold of Connor.
All right, so we've got the press conference coming up at 4 o'clock, and we already had Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze on the show. Great job by them. Great job by Bleck and Abdallah. We'll spin some of that back a little bit later. All of your phone calls coming up. Thanks to our great partners as well over at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Obviously, someone who does the pregame show. I know that for a fact. They are absolutely awesome. They bring you our halftime show as well. All Bears season, all of our Bears coverage, including the draft. Thank you to Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Much more Waddle and Sylvie coming up next.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Here goes Caleb Williams. Go deep, young man. And why not? Touchdown, Brendan Rice.
Seaman.
Watch Williams. He may run this one. Here's Williams pumping, looking, taking his time all day to throw it. Buys more time. Side on throw. And it's caught. Washington across the field. Hits the sideline. Touchdown, USC.
Great stuff right there. Caleb Williams was on our air not too long ago. You'll have the press conference coming your way live in about 8 minutes from right now. Waddle and Sylvie now on the air. We are in our State Street studio. We apologize for the technical difficulties in Woodridge at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings, Miller Lite, and all the fans for showing up. If you were going to go out to Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge, or you were already there, please know we will make this up for you.
Of course.
And we will do it up in the future, in the not-too-distant future. So thank you, and we appreciate your patience.
Sometimes life hands you lemons,
yeah.
And you make lemonade.
That's what we had to do.
You know what? Last night could not have. It just as we scripted, going back months.
Yes.
Hey, what are you guys going back to maybe March? What would you guys like to see happen?
What's the best case scenario?
Well, I'd like to see Caleb Williams drafted first overall, and I'd like to see them grab a wide receiver. And the guy we've all had our eyes on, I remember the first time I had a conversation about Roma Dunze was with Carmen. And Carmen was the first one that I had heard that was over the top, you know, excited about him. But this is the scenario that we had all hoped for.
But the first person who really convinced me where I was like, this is the guy, was when we talked to Daniel Jeremiah very early, who does a lot of those games out there and watches on the West Coast. And he's like, I think he had Roma Dunze as like his second or third player. And he called it. I think he said that it was his favorite player in the entire draft.
Yeah.
And him and he said he and Marvin Harrison and Roma Dunze like equal. And like the way he raved about him, it was very early in the draft process. I'm like, and he said there's a chance he could be there for the Bears. And so as we continued to follow it, I would always look, where's Roma Dunze going? And then we had Field Yates on, and I was telling the boys, I don't know if you heard, that I was Field and I were texting. He did a great job on ABC yesterday. Said he had a blast, too, with Nick Saban. Said Saban was awesome to work with. But he said, like, he told us very early in the process, too, that if the Bears would land both of them, it's a grand slam.
Look, I've said this for a long time, regardless of sport, and you never apologize for it. You never make excuses. You never have to even describe it. Every championship run is littered with good fortune. And if you go back 20 months and you look at what has transpired from Lovie Smith giving us the gift that continued to give to the Carolina Panthers and their owner making the wrong decision at quarterback and then them having a horse manure season. And then last night, thank you, Terry Fontenot and the Atlanta Falcons. Like, I don't know that the Falcons, if they didn't take Penix, were going to draft Rome Odunze, but they may have traded the pick for someone who could have come up. It has all fallen into place, and the Bears have made the requisite good moves with the good fortune. Now it's time to go.
You have to execute.
Now it is time to go. You got to execute. You got to win.
And this was way earlier. But like I always say, you know, what happens if Drew Bledsoe doesn't get hurt?
Right.
What does Tom Brady ever get on the field? What happens if the tuck rule didn't happen? What if they don't beat the Raiders in that game? Do they win the first? And if they don't win that first, what happens?
Try.
You know, does Bledsoe get his job back? What happens?
You never know.
So, like, but you're right. You have to capitalize now.
Absolutely.
Now, so that's the hard part. The press conference coming up next. Rome Odunze, Caleb Williams, and the Chicago Bears. What a night in the city of Chicago.